Bravo! Bravo!
Ah, good morning, world champions.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
We are now officially universal champions as Miss South Africa Zozi Bini takes the crown at Miss Universe, and load shedding continues today.
Well, Brighton inflicts more, you're more conflict or more misery rather on Arsenal. I've got that and some cricket South African news for you, especially after what happened. Some interesting news after this weekend. That and more for you, 6:30.
Good morning. Miss South Africa Zozi Bini Thunzi has won Miss Universe 2019. Puerto Rico's Madison Anderson took first place and Mexico's Sofia Aragon came second. Catriona Gray from the Philippines crowned successor at the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, Georgia in the U.S. Host Steve Harvey made the announcement.
The new Miss Universe is South Africa!
Harvey asked Zozi Bini this question before she was officially crowned.
What is the most important thing we should be teaching young girls today?
I think the most important thing we should be teaching young girls today is leadership. It's something that has been lacking in young girls and women for a very long time, not because we don't want to, but because of what society has labeled women to be. I think we are the most powerful beings on the world, and that we should be given every opportunity, and that is what we should be teaching these young girls.
Eskom says stage 2 load shedding will continue today. The power utility says it's likely to continue for the entire week. People are urged to continue using electricity sparingly. Load shedding schedules can be found on Eskom's website. A woman has been rescued after being trapped on a flooded bridge in Ivory Park, east of Johannesburg. This comes as rain continues to fall over large parts of the interior. Last night, the weather service issued a warning for flooding in some parts of the country as heavy rains persisted. Young environmental activists will take center stage at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP25, in Madrid, Spain today. Greta Thunberg from Sweden and Germany's Luisa Neubauer will host a press conference to share their views and expectations of this year's negotiations on climate action. Noma Balani reports.
Scientists have warned that the climate crisis will affect the younger and future generations the most. Environmentalists even describe it as a child rights crisis. Experts are concerned that country plans and mitigation